The Cleveland Orchestra is celebrating a century of music this year. I spoke with the orchestra's archivist and longest-tenured string musician who guide us through the history of the orchestra's 100 seasons.
My name is Andrea Hoy, and I'm the archivist for the Cleveland Orchestra. So the orchestra was founded by Adela Prentice Hughes, who was a local impresario in Cleveland. She really wanted to start a more permanent ensemble for Cleveland. So she founded in 1915 the Musical Arts Association with the goal of supporting music in Cleveland. And in 1918, she hired Nikolai Sokoloff, our first conductor, to start a permanent orchestra. The first season they played at Gray's Armory, and then the next basically 10 seasons they played at Masonic Auditorium downtown. And they were renting all these places, and they didn't have a consistent place to rehearse, to perform, to record. And so there was a gift that was made by John Long Severance and his wife Elizabeth. They were going to donate $1 million to build a hall. And that was in December of 1928. Mrs. Severance died very shortly after the announcement, but the little bit of planning that she was involved with building the hall is very evident today. She was very concerned that our audience was going to be comfortable while listening to the orchestra, which is why we have the very plush blue velvet seats. Her design elements throughout the building are the lotus blossom, which was her favorite flower, and the ceiling of the main hall, which is said to be patterned after the lace on her wedding dress. And these elements are everywhere because Mr. Severance ended up building kind of a monument to her after she passed away.
My name is Bob Vernon, and I was principal violist of the Cleveland Orchestra for 40 years. I'm now principal viola emeritus of the Cleveland Orchestra. I was this soloist about 120, 130 times. This is said a lot, but it's really true. The Cleveland Orchestra is really in a class by itself in so many ways. And I understand that there are other great orchestras, but it's a special group of people, and it's a special group of musicians. And those things go together. So what I looked forward to, and I did a lot of it, was to stand in front of them and represent them. And so I would say that would be the thing that stands out most in my mind.
George Zell was our fourth music director. He was here for 24 seasons, and he was here until 1970 when he passed away. He kind of took over at a critical point where there was a good amount of people in the orchestra and good foundation, but he was really able to take the orchestra to the next level. By the time we get to 1963, when he is on the cover of Time magazine, the orchestra was being regarded very, very highly. We are the youngest orchestra of the Big Five, the Big Five being Chicago, Boston, Philadelphia, New York, and Cleveland. The trajectory of the orchestra with George Zell, with the foundation we had with the first three music directors, it just really took off with him, and it just launched us pretty much into where we are today. The George Zell recording of the post-horn serenade is amazing. I think it is my favorite Cleveland Orchestra recording. It just sounds like you are sitting down and Mozart was in the room and they just were playing it with him right there. It just sounds amazing.
For the city itself, that we are able to sustain an orchestra of this caliber with a very small audience base and a relatively small industrial base. It's just, it's great for Cleveland. It's great for people outside Cleveland that see that we have this jewel. It's a marvelous thing.
This piece was produced by WKSU and includes recordings from the Cleveland Orchestra. I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.
Thank you.